This month has a great variety of games coming out, from remasters all the way to brand new titles from decade-old franchises, so there might even be some games on this list that you haven't heard about that you could be interested in. Hey everyone, I'm your host Retrospect, and today on Opera GX, we're going over some of the top games coming out this April. Coming up first on our list is Croc Legend of the Gabos Remaster, coming out on April 2nd. If you grew up with Crash Bandicoot or Rayman, you probably remember this game. This cult classic 3D platformer is making its comeback with a full remaster, launching digitally on April 2nd for PlayStation, Xbox, Switch, and PC. Here you play as Croc, the adorable little crocodile who's on a mission to save his Gabo family from the evil Baron Dante. Just like with most remasters, expect a bunch of nostalgic goodness, running, jumping, tail-spinning with bunches of HD graphics, new refined controls, and even retro video game modes that make you go back to living that 90s magic. If you didn't get to play it back in the day, now is your chance to see why Croc was a million-selling hit. Next up is The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered for PC, coming out on April 3rd. With Season 2 of the HBO show dropping soon and the major game update on the way, April is a huge month for The Last of Us fans. This isn't just a simple port though, it's packed with all types of PlayStation 5 upgrades from last year, including the no-return roguelike, the survival mode with Bill and Marlene now added as playable characters, and tons of hours of developer commentary. PC players will also get insane ultra-wide support, so if you didn't get to experience Ellie's brutal, emotional zombie journey, this is the ultimate way to experience it. Imagine Sea of Thieves meets Dune. That's Sand, an open-world PvPvE survival game, releasing on Early Access on April 3rd for PC. This is set in an alternate 1910 on a ruined planet Sophie. The oceans have vanished, leaving behind this brutal desert wasteland, so now, of course, humanity roams around the sands and uses tramplers, massive, customizable walking mechs searching for riches. So whether you're gonna go solo or team up with your friends online, survival isn't just about the resources, it's about outsmarting all the people around you, trying to take them from you. So if you're into the big, open-world, high-stakes adventure games like Rust, you definitely have to keep an eye on this one. If you're into creepy folklore and southern gothic vibes, South of Midnight is one to watch. Dropping April 8th for Xbox Series X and PC, this adventure throws you into a mystical version of the Deep South, where Hazel sets out to find her mom after a hurricane wrecks her home. But she's just not exploring, she's something called a weaver, someone who can mend broken bonds and unravel corruption. That means gliding through the treacherous swamps, taking down legendary creatures twisted by tragedy, and piecing together the past. The developers' Compulsion Games are really focusing heavily on the story and the atmosphere in the game over fast-paced action, so if you like the games Kentucky Route Zero or even American Gods, this is a game to keep on your radar. If you're into tactical stealth games, Commandos Origins is bringing back the classic World War II strategy on April 9th. Set in 1940, this prequel follows Green Beret Jack O'Hara and his squad as they take on dangerous missions behind enemy lines, messing with Nazi operations, and proving why they are the best of the best. The game stays with its real-time tactical roots, but it upgrades the experience with massive maps, multi-story buildings, and a more interactive environment, so you'll need to use your stealth, distractions, and all your well-timed attacks to execute the perfect plan. Crashlands 2 is finally arriving on April 10th, bringing back the chaotic sci-fi crafting madness that made the first game a cultural hit. You play as an intergalactic trucker named Flux, who's just trying to enjoy a little vacation until a sudden explosion sends them on a crash landing course back to the wild planet of Woanope. And much like the original, this game ditches all the annoying parts of most survival games and it just focuses on the pure fun, so you get to explore weird alien biomes, craft different gadgets and weapons, and build your own base. If you've been looking for a new RPG with surprisingly deep mechanics, give Crashlands 2 a try. One of the greatest puzzle games of all time is back. The Talos Principle Reawakened drops on April 10th for PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. This isn't just a remaster, though. It's a completely upgraded experience with new content, enhanced mechanics, and stunning 4K visuals. So you'll even get to relive the Road to Gehenna expansion, dive into a brand new chapter in the beginning, which explores the story of Alexandra as she grapples with all of the deep existential questions. If you love games that mess with your brain, there's a free Steam demo right now available to try. So get ready to crush in reality and maybe even have your own existential crisis along the way.
Then share your creations with other players, challenging minds across the simulation. Download the demo in Puzzle Editor today and redefine the very fabric of the Talos Principle Reawakened.
Next on our list is Lost Records Bloom and Rage Tape 2, dropping on April 15th. Developed by Don't Nod, this two-part supernatural coming-of-age story is all about friendship, rebellion, and all the choices that define us we make along the way. Tape 1 dropped in February and was a huge hit with gamers, praising the soundtrack, the visuals, and all the nostalgic 90s inside of it, but Tape 2 picks off where things left off. The first chapter, Bloom, explored joy, friendship, and all that good 1995 goodness, but Rage jumps into August, revealing the event that tore these girls apart. If you've ever wanted to run your own magical school, Wisdom Academy is about to make that dream finally a reality. Launching in early access on April 17th, this highly anticipated sim already racked over 50,000 wishlists, and for good reason. As headmaster, you'll build and manage your academy from the ground up, training future sorcerers, handling all the resources, and dealing with the magical mysteries. Every decision you make shapes the future of your school, whether you focus on creating powerful wizards or keeping dark forces at bay. So if you're into management sims with a magical twist, Wisdom Academy is definitely worth enrolling in.
To expand your academy's influence, the academy needs you, headmaster. Roll up your sleeves, prepare your best spell, and open the gates to your Wisdom Academy.
After 26 years, Fatal Fury is finally back. City of the Wolves, the long-awaited sequel to Mark of the Wolves, is bringing back the classic fighting series into a brand new era on April 24th. Visually, this game is taking heavy inspiration from Marvel vs. Capcom 3 with its 90s comic book aesthetic, deep shadows, and halftones. But it's not just about the looks. With an all-new rev system, this is shaping up the gameplay to make it freshly offensive and defensive with different mechanics, making the fight more intense than ever. And with a wild crossover, Cristiano Ronaldo is actually a playable fighter. Yes, the football legend is throwing hands in this super unique Fatal Fury.
Struggle for Geese's legacy. Rev it up. Your legend begins now. Fatal Fury, City of the Wolves. Coming April 24th, 2025. Pre-order.
Last on our list is Clair Obscur Expedition 33, dropping on April 24th. And the gameplay is pretty unique. It's like a From Software game with deck-building mechanics. It's developed by Sandfall Interactive, and the game is set in a super unique world inspired by dark fantasy French history. The game looks really good for a small team, and the combat mixes turn-based strategy with real-time elements. Well-timed button presses let you deal that extra damage and dodge attacks, making each of the battles feel fresh and dynamic.
As long as even one of us stands, our fight is not over.
And that's our list for some of the top games coming out this April. I'm a really big fan of The Last of Us, so I'm always looking for an excuse to play the game again. But also seeing another Fatal Fury coming out is really, really exciting. But what do you guys think about this list? Were there any games that you're really excited to try out? Or maybe there's some games on this list that you think should have been on here but didn't make it? Let us know in the comments down below. Remember, the release dates of games do change sometimes, so in the meantime, be sure to check out our release calendar on GX Corner to stay up to date with the latest gaming releases. I've been your host, Retrospect. Thank you very much for watching, and we're going to see you guys in the next Opera GX video. Bye, everyone!